It was the country that triggered the near collapse of the euro after the GFC, and Greece may now be about to finally emerge from the economic abyss. The Greek Prime Minister, Antonis Samaras, announced this week that after 6 years of crippling recession, Greece was now on track to return to growth by the end of the year. But Greek business leaders remain cautious. Konstantin Mikalos is president of the Union of Greek Chambers of Commerce and Industry in Athens. And he's told our business editor, Cheryl Bagwell, that while there are some green shoots emerging, the pain of the government's deep austerity measures will be felt for many years to come.
We do hope that at the end of this year we will see even just a slight positive growth, being 6 years of recession. However, conditions remain extremely difficult, primarily due to the lack of liquidity. The liquidity crunch at the moment for the Greek economy, for the Greek business sector, is of paramount importance because despite the three recapitalization processes that have taken place within the banking system here in Greece, there is still not available funds for healthy business units that could really push the Greek economy back into a full growth mode. In parallel with this problem, we're also facing very high taxation levels through the direct and indirect taxation and also the extraordinary taxation measures that have been taken by the government throughout this recessionary period.
I'd like to get to that, but are businesses telling you at all that they're feeling more confident, more optimistic about the outlook? I mean, does it feel like they're coming out of the abyss, so to speak?
There are very few sectors, primarily the so-called heavy industry of the Greek economy, which is the tourist sector, which we are seeing record numbers for this year. Record numbers in terms of visitors that are coming to the country, despite the fact that they're not spending the amounts that we would have wished for. It is a record year as far as visitors is concerned. It remains to be seen whether we will also see a record year or a near record year as far as tourist receipts are concerned.
Now, since the recession started in 2008, the Greek economy has shrunk, I believe, by around a quarter, partly because the government has had to impose these tough austerity measures to get its public finances into shape, and that was a condition of receiving those international bailout loans. But just from what you're saying about the high taxation levels, I mean, looking back, was deep austerity the right path for the country to go down?
Absolutely not. And we were the first to actually point to the right direction. We weren't listened to at that time. Unfortunately, we continued with even more austerity measures throughout this period, and we've got to the point where even the European Committee, which was set up in order to assess the situation here in Greece, admitted that it was the wrong mixture of economic policy that was being applied on the economy here in Greece. And this is the reason why when we see this situation spreading into other southeastern European countries, I would like to remind you that we've got Italy, Spain, Portugal, and recently France coming into this same situation or similar situation that Greece is in. And I have to point out that I'm very pleased, having seen the president of the ECB, of the European Central Bank, Mr. Draghi, who is moving towards a relaxation policy despite the differences, the different opinion that the Germans are expressing. We need to go into a monetary easing, such as the US has done for on a number of occasions in the past 20, 25 years, in order to move away from stagflation and return to positive growth.
Is the Greek government taking any of those lessons on board and toning down the austerity measures? Are any moves that way in light of what Mario Draghi has been saying?
Well, I'm in a position to know firsthand that most government officials, most ministers really don't wish to continue with any austerity measures. However, any retraction of any austerity measure needs to come from a common decision that is reached by the Greek government and by the Troika. And the Troika comprises by the ECB, our European partners, and the International Monetary Fund. So it's a discussion that will be and a bargaining process that will be taking place towards the end of this month, so that we know as of 1st October what the government can do in order to begin to relax these measures, to begin to relax taxation, so that we will become more competitive within our neighboring environment. I'd like to remind you that we've got taxation levels in surrounding countries such as Bulgaria, Romania, and Cyprus, ranging from 10% up to 16%. The total tax weight on a Greek business company today, with the extraordinary taxation that has been imposed, is almost 50%. You can imagine that leaves us in a very, very bad spotlight.
And in the meantime, demand must be pretty flat, with unemployment, what, around 27%? I mean, it reached a peak of 28%. It does seem to be falling, but only very slowly. Is that right?
You're absolutely right. Unfortunately, we've got a negative European record as far as unemployment is concerned, with 27% of our people out of a job. And it is more crucial for us to investigate the issue concerning the youth unemployment, which is the powerhouse of our society, which at the moment is running at 60% as far as the youth unemployment is concerned. 6 out of 10 youngsters between the ages of 17 to 25 are out of a job. And it's a crucial social issue that we need to address immediately. As you pointed out, we have seen a very small reduction. Unfortunately, all studies show that in order to reduce seriously the level of unemployment, it will take between 7 and 10 years. And you can imagine that is going to be a very difficult situation to handle on a social and on a political level.
We shouldn't forget, though, at what, 174% of GDP, Greece still has the highest debt burden in the Eurozone. Now, that's never going to be paid off. I mean, what's the way forward here?
It's not a question of whether it's going to be paid off or not. I think over a very long period of time, it will be paid off. The question is, can it become sustainable? In order for this debt to become sustainable and for foreign investors to be able to come and invest in the Greek economy, we need either a haircut as far as our debt is concerned, which has been totally excluded by Mr. Schäuble, the Minister of Finance from Germany. And the only other solution will be to go into a lengthy extension period for the repayment of this debt with lower interest rates, so that we have the necessary breathing space to repay our loans and also at the same time to grow as an economy.
Konstantin Mikolos is the president of the Union of Greek Chambers of Commerce and Industry, speaking with our business editor Cheryl Bagwell from Athens, of course. You're listening to Breakfast. It's 5 minutes to 7.